We're doing the laws of Shema, and we had learned that Shema is supposed to be read in the morning hours when we awaken, before 3 hours into the day. And now we're up to Halacha Hey. Po'alim mashkimim kum l'avodat ha-borei kedei lemer l'avodtam u'fanasa pnei beitam. If someone has to wake up early to go to work, and he has to make a living. So Rav Chaim David Alevi writes, Dinam ka'anusim. When you have to get up early, you're living out in Norway, Sweden, you're living out in Holland, and the sunrise is only at 7:30 in the middle of winter. You have to be at work, you have to be on the train at 6:30. So when are you going to say Shema? Technically you could, if a person has no choice, he could read Shema from Alos if he is Anus, if he has no choice. So the Rav Chaim David HaLevi writes that Anus means he has no choice. That it doesn't have to be that someone put a gun to your head. Even if you just have to wake up that early to make it to work on time, that's also considered an anus. So their minyan will start early, even before Alos HaShachar, if necessary. They'll put on the talis and tefillin, and they cannot make a blessing yet, because it's not yet time for talis and tefillin. And when you reach the time of Shema, which is also the time that you could don tefillin and put on a talis, meaning just when they hit Baruch Hu, they're going to hit Baruch Hu when it's the time for saying Shema, which is about 35 minutes before the crack of sunrise, which for some people is still too late. Yivachu Alehem, then they'll make the blessing on the talis and tefillin. What happens if that's too late for you? So we said you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Kedushat Yotzer Yeshlomham Yushav Dafka. When we say the blessing after Baruch Hu, Yotzeror V'orechoshech, the blessing is just after Yishtabach. So incorporated in that is a recounting of how the angels sanctify God, how they say Kadosh, 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 and how they say Baruch Kvod Hashem. So when we recount that, we say it's sitting. In Shmona Esrei, in Chazar HaShat, when we recount it, we say it's standing. But in the morning prayer, we say it's sitting. And if you are saying it and you're praying alone, you're not with the congregation, so technically that's so holy, we don't say that alone as part of prayer. The only way you should say it, if you're saying it alone, is try to say it with the tune. And if you don't know the tune, fake the tune, as though you were reading it from the Tanakh. So you do the best you can. Yes, sir.
What siman are we on?
We're in Perek Yudalid Halacha Zayin. 14:7. He's talking about Sfardim, where the Chazan says all of the blessings out loud, so say it along with him. That's how Sfardim do. He says we read it with the Chazan, and once we're reading it with the Chazan, we don't say Amen after the blessing, because we just said the same blessing as he did. So we wouldn't say Amen if we finished the blessing together. But us Ashkenazim, our custom is we say the blessing quietly, and then the Chazan concludes the blessing out loud, and then we do answer Amen after the Chazan. According to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, at the conclusion of the blessings, just before Shmon Esrei, you know how the Chazan ends. Baruch atah Hashem Goal. Yes. And then he goes quiet. You don't hear him say Yisrael, right? Why not? Because if you'd hear him say Yisrael, then you'd have to say Amen. If you say Amen, it's a pause between your reading of the blessings of Shema, you're saying Gal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. And Chazal taught us that one ideally should not pause in between. You should go straight from Baruch atah Hashem Gal Yisrael into Shmon Esrei. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that we don't answer Amen after that blessing. So that's why we have the Chazan say it quietly. Just one second. Ach lechol adot in kvar hizdarez v'siyem ha-bracha lifnei ha-shatz, yaneh Amen k'shishma siyum ha-bracha mipi ha-shatz. But everyone agrees, if you finished your own blessing, you said Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and you're standing in silence, and the Chazan concludes the blessing out loud, he says Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, you should answer Amen, and then go into Shmon Esrei. That's what Rav Chaim David HaLevi holds. Yes. I think that grammatically Ga'al means he who redeemed, doesn't mean the redeemer. So technically you didn't finish the thought. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting to